sometimes we kid about, boy, we wish the government would just shut down and leave us alone. But we really don't mean it in the sense that we want the government to shut down, because it does provide enormous levels of protection and service that we really need. But every now and then we have these threats that the government's going to shut down because the House and Senate and the president can't agree. Well, you can rest a little easier today. An agreement was reached between John Boehner, Harry Reid, and Barack Obama to extend the current levels of government spending for six more months, and that avoids a government shutdown for now. The good news is that some people are in Washington to actually govern, not just to politic. One of them is a good friend of mine, Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, who has co-sponsored a bill with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio that would end the threat of government shutdowns for good. And that would be a good thing. I'm delighted to welcome to the Mike Huckabee Show my friend, Senator John Bozeman. Senator,
well, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about the bill that you and Rob Portman are sponsoring, and how would it avoid this shutdown threat that happens just all the time?
It does happen all the time, and the other problem is if you don't have a continuing resolution in place, then the agencies themselves, they don't have any idea of what amount of money they're going to be able to spend the next year. And as you know, Governor, you know, this can go on. We can be many months. The government year starts October 1st, and you can be many months into the year before these agencies know what to do. And then also with the threat of the shutdown and not having a continuing resolution, you're forced into really haphazard decisions that are kind of must-do things. So what the bill does is for the first after 120 days, if you haven't figured out what the appropriation is going to be, then you get a 1% decrease. After that, another 90 days, every 90 days after that, another 1% decrease in the funding. So that gives you incentive to get on the stick and actually get something passed.
You know, this is a great bill. It's good government. And I think a lot of people get so frustrated when the consensus has failed to be reached in Congress. You've worked as a congressman, now as a senator. How frustrating is it that some people don't seem to want to accomplish something? They'd rather just posture, stand on opposite corners of the Capitol, and scream at each other.
Well, it is very frustrating. And as you mentioned in the lead-in, I'm excited that we've come together, put politics aside, and said we are going to agree to go ahead and go forward with a continuing resolution for 6 months. That will allow us to kind of settle down, get the election behind us, and then really start working on tax reform and doing the whole system and trying to put ourselves in a much better situation.
I'm talking to Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas. He is co-sponsoring legislation that would end the nonsense of government shutdowns and the threat of them ever so often. Senator, I know it's hard to get things passed in an election year because everybody's afraid to take a vote. Do you see that? Is there any hope that the members of the House and the Senate could start saying, I'm not going to let myself get overly pressured by these outside groups that have an all-or-nothing mindset and actually expects us to make some compromises and reach consensus and not get everything we want, but get what we have to have to function as a government?
No, this is just basic good governance, and it's so important. You know, in order for us to get back on track in our fiscal house, get it underway and do the things we need to do, you have to get back to the basics. And, you know, when you were governor in Arkansas, these are the kind of things that were done. Things were done on time. The agencies, government understood what monies it was going to have to operate on for the next year. It's hard to believe, but you might be in an agency that literally things aren't decided for sure until, you know, 4 or 5 months into the year. You can imagine if you were trying to run a business or any entity, a family budget, that sort of thing just simply doesn't work. And when you're trying to run an enterprise that has a $3.7 trillion budget, it's just totally irresponsible.
Well, Senator, congratulations on a great piece of legislation. I hope it passes. I think all of America at least all of us with IQ above plant life will hope this passes.
Well,
we need this.
We appreciate that. I want to thank you. Today I got to have Chick-fil-A and in Washington. And the reason we did was because of your efforts in the at our policy lunch where all of the Republicans attend. Chick-fil-A was brought in, you know, in honor of trying to be supportive. So
gosh,
you can
that's
imagine,
great.
You know me very, very well. I was very excited at the idea of Chick-fil-A being there.
Well, I see that makes me feel good that even in Washington, D.C., where the mayor has tried to keep Chick-fil-A out, in the United States Senate and the Republican conference, Chick-fil-A is very much in on this day.
Senator, Chick-fil-A was there.
It is great to talk to you. Please give my regards to your lovely family, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, thanks for having me. We appreciate all your hard work. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, a good guy. I'm telling you, he's one of those people, one of the most selfless people I've ever seen in politics. I don't know how he survived, because he is truly one of the most humble and gracious people that I've ever known in public office. And it's hard to survive in that business without having a far bigger ego than he has. For him, it's about serving.